the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May the 8th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Eric Schneiderman is out as New York's Attorney General. Also on the rundown, redistricting a key issue on primary election day, and consumer advocates warn against repeal of auto loan discrimination rules. Now our top story, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman abruptly resigned last night. The New York Times reports the resignation came just hours after four women accused him of physically assaulting them in an article that was published by The New Yorker. The Times notes his resignation represents a stunning fall for a politician who not only turned his office into a bulwark of resistance against President Donald Trump, but also assumed a prominent role in the Me Too movement. Primary elections do not draw as many voters as a general election, but Mary Sherman reports election rights groups are hopeful. That's not the story for today's May primary in the state of Ohio.
Not only will voters choose candidates for several statewide offices, including an open seat for governor, but a redistricting proposal is also on the ballot that would curb gerrymandering in the state. Issue 1 would create a bipartisan process for drawing congressional districts that League of Women Voters of Ohio Executive Director Jennifer Miller says would keep communities together, resulting in more compact districts.
Anyone can look at the existing congressional district map and realize that it just isn't making sense. This ballot initiative paves the pathway to the construction of more fair districts, and when our democracy is fair, we all win.
Those against Issue 1 argue the current process is adequate and note that while it allows for one-party control, voters can always hold their elected representatives accountable if they believe the process is too partisan. Issue 1 is the only statewide issue that will be on both the Democratic and Republican primary ballots and is endorsed by both parties. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
Across 83 Ohio counties, 479 local issues are to be decided today. Marijuana legislation is a racial and economic justice issue. That's the message state lawmakers and community advocates are delivering in Albany today.
Despite decriminalization, New York has been the marijuana arrest capital of the nation, with sharp racial disparities in arrests and sentencing. But this year, legalization is an issue in the gubernatorial primary and the election this fall, with most candidates actively supporting legalization. Chris Alexander with the Drug Policy Alliance points out that if the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act becomes law, it would make New York the 10th state to legalize adult recreational use.
Passage of such an incredible piece of legislation here in this state will show the other states across the country that there is an opportunity to change course on this issue, and that is the right decision to make at this time.
Although Governor Andrew Cuomo has not endorsed legalization, he has advocated for decriminalizing marijuana to reduce pot-related arrests. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
It's Drinking Water Week in the state of North Dakota. Watchdogs calling for transparency for the state's water systems. More on the story from Eric Tegadoff.
Scott Edwards, co-director of Food and Water Justice at Food and Water Watch, says the oil and gas industry and industrial agriculture are two of the biggest contributors to water pollution. They also are two of the biggest industries in the Peace Garden State. Edwards says both state and federal regulations for oil and gas in particular are weak.
We don't even have a good grasp on the level of contamination coming out of oil and gas and fracking operations. We know that it's extensive. We know that tests have been done. They're finding high levels of several pollutants. We also know that the industry doesn't even have to keep track or make public what it's pumping into the ground at these drilling sites.
In agriculture, Edwards says operations where a large number of animals are raised in small spaces, known as confined animal feeding operations, are the biggest concern for clean water. The operations produce lots of manure that can leak into groundwater. The state of North Dakota says nearly 99% of its community and rural water systems meet health standards.
And finally, Tramell Gomes has been checking out several consumer-backed studies for us. They indicate the color of your skin can make buying a car more expensive.
In 2013, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issued a notice that discriminatory auto lending is illegal. But a GOP-led effort in Congress to overturn those protections is gaining traction. The resolution that already passed the Senate targets dealer markups where car dealers charge additional interest on top of what third-party lenders charge. Alice Vickers with the Florida Alliance for Consumer Protection says she's seen numerous studies, including from the National Fair Housing Alliance, detailing how auto dealers tend to make decisions based on race.
62.5% of the time, non-white testers who were more qualified than white counterparts received more costly insurance pricing options.
Republicans are using the Congressional Review Act to make the change while mostly downplaying the research. The House is expected to vote on the measure this week. Then President Trump is expected to sign it into law if it passes. Consumer advocates such as Vickers have come out in fierce opposition, worried that the reversal would actually lead to an increase in discriminatory practices. Those backing the resolution claim that will not be the case. Vickers says if the rollback is successful, consumers, particularly people of color, will have to be more vigilant.
Republican lawmakers have ramped up use of the Congressional Review Act to roll back a series of federal regulations. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.